Yes, sir. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1620, Bob's Marine Service Incorporated.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of Route 17, also known as Roxana Road, 600 feet south of Route 26, to be located on 2.038 acres, more or less. Gentlemen, you've been provided with a booklet, exhibit booklet.
Yes, indeed.
Which contains an applicant owner information, an application reference with a preliminary site plan as filed, property information, an area map, an aerial map, a Sussex County tax map, a zoning map, a county tax map showing nearby existing businesses, a reference to the comprehensive plan, existing land use and future land use, a copy of the survey site plan, reference to the St. George's tax ditch with a map and agreement relating to tax ditch maintenance, a dealt out support facilities report, letters of interest and support, and a proposed findings of fact. I also have a larger copy of the tax maps if you'd like to see something a little larger, or that is included in the booklet, so I have additional ones of those. The Dell Dot Support Facilities report was referenced. I don't think the county engineering report was referenced, but I just received that yesterday. And we have a support facilities, a memo from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in reference to this application. Makes reference to the applicant, the use, the location, that the system design assumption for the SOAR district is 4 EDUs. The project is within the Beaver Dam planning area. In reference to wastewater capacity, the system design assumption for the parcel was 4 EDUs per acre, reflecting the parcel's AR zoning. The design of the SOAR system did not anticipate zoning changes to commercial in this residential area. County engineering opposes this rezoning because of the potential for increased wastewater flow. The proposed zoning is not located on residential lands previously identified for commercial zoning by the planning and zoning. The capacity available would be 4 EDUs per acre. There's no reference to the Ordinance 38 or the system design connection charge. It's referenced that an on-site septic system will serve the proposed use. Central SOAR service is not available to the parcel at this time. The parcel is not capable of being annexed into a SOAR district. In other comments, the proposed project is located in the Beaver Dam planning area for SOAR service, and Sussex County will be extending SOAR to this area at some future time. The county does not have a firm schedule for providing SOAR service at this time. The proposed use will have an individual on-site septic. The county has no objection to this proposed use developing on an on-site septic system. When the county provides SOAR service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a direct connection made to the county system at the property owner's expense. And a concept plan is not required at this time, and it's signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. I did receive a letter April 18th from Rob Gibbs, attorney with Wilson Albrecht and Byard, and it was a copy of two letters, one being Mr. and Mrs. Gerald W. Hawker in support of the application. They are owners of property within 200 feet of the site. And we also received a letter from Pierce Hardy Limited Partnership in support, also being within 200 feet of the property. And I also received a letter from Tunnel and Razor on behalf of Wayne's Discovery LLC, owner of a certain property in close proximity to the site, also voicing no objection. So we did receive three letters. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Thank you, Chairman, and members of the Commission.
As was just indicated, my name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney with Wilson, Halbrook & Byard here in Georgetown. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Bob's Marine Service, Incorporated, on a change of zone application number 1620. As Mr. Lank just indicated, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map for just a little bit over 2 acres of land, which is located on the western side of Roxana Road, also known as Route 17. If you were headed north on Roxana Road, it would be just before you got to the intersection with Atlanta Road, which is Route 26. This application is to amend the comprehensive zoning map so that this land, which is presently zoned AR1, would be zoned CR1. With me tonight, I have Carl Littleton. He is an owner and operator of Bob's Marine Service, Incorporated, the applicant tonight. I'll ask him to introduce himself and state his place of residence. Then I intend to ask him a couple of questions, make a few comments, and then we'll be ready for any questions that the commission may have. Mr. Littleton, if you could introduce yourself to the
I'm commission. Carl Littleton, Vice President, Bob's Marine Service. And
where do you live?
I live in Frankfort, Plantation Park, right outside of Bethany Beach.
Mr. Littleton, how long has Bob's Marine been in business?
We were incorporated in 1978. We moved out on Route 17, I believe, in 1982.
So you've been at the current location on Roxana Road since 1982. Mm-hmm. And where is the current location of Bob's Marine store? Where is the parcel that you would like to have rezoned in relation to that?
It's right. It connects to our existing property. It's right next to it. It's on 17.
If you could, for the commission members, if you could describe the businesses that most of them are familiar with it, but if you could describe the businesses that are present at the intersection of Route 17 and 26.
Well, there's a furniture store, Creative Concepts. They just built right next to us, and there's Hawker's Grocery Store across the street from us. Then next to us, the other side of us, is a car wash, and then 84 Lumber, and then a funeral home.
If you were traveling south on Route 17 and you left Bob's Marine, is there any commercial that is intended to join the commercial properties that are on Route 17 that you know of?
The only thing I know, Home Depot is proposed. Last I knew, was still a proposal on 17, which is about a quarter mile down the street from us on the opposite side of the street.
If you could explain to the commission, I guess the reason that Bob's Marine is making this request, why would you like to see this property adjacent to your existing property rezoned to CR1?
Well, it extends. We do a lot of boat storage, and that would extend our property. That would allow us to store probably another 50 boats or so. Right now, we would just clear it off and put. We have, I think, 6 or 7 acres now, just expanding business to put more room for storage.
If you were to describe the current condition or use of the property to the commission, what is the current makeup? What does it look like if I was to drive there right now?
Well, we have a marine store. We have parts and accessory store. Then we do a complete service business for boats. And then we have two big inside storage buildings. And then the rest of the land is used for storage and for servicing boats. We do a lot of boat service, and as well as sales. We have probably an acre of the land or so is dedicated just for display of new boats, motors, and trailers.
And the property that you want rezoned, what is that? What's the current condition of that?
The front part of it is occupied by Ormal Savage, which we gave him lifetime rights to it, but the rest of it is wooded.
The proposed plan, or I'm sorry, the proposed change of zone, commission members, is consistent with the comprehensive plan's guidelines for additional commercial uses in this is an environmentally sensitive developing area, as it is that asks for additional commercial uses to be done in a village scale development for commercial, and we would submit that the commercial development that has sprung up at 17 and 26 in an area which is zoned commercial is akin to the village scale development and commercial uses that are appropriate for this area. I would note that as far as the state goes, the strategies for state policies and spending, this is an investment level two area. There is no need for water and sewer capacity beyond what it currently is used as, because as was just indicated, the current occupant of the residential structure at the front of the property has lifetime rights. I'm certain that he has no immediate plans of passing away. Therefore, there is no need for us to plan for what the what will be there after he for the remainder of his life. He has lifetime rights, and he's been a very good neighbor and I think friend to the Littletons. And as such, there would be no need for additional sewer or water capacity at this time. And in fact, as you saw from the plan that was submitted, the intended use of the back portion of this parcel is for what's laid out as 42 boat storage slips. And obviously, boat storage slips back, the slips back there would not need, or the storage lots would not need sewer or water. There is a tax ditch on the western side of this property. Enclosed in the notebook that was given to you is an agreement relating to tax ditch maintenance. Historically, this maintenance has been performed from the other side of the tax ditch, which is actually a neighboring property. But if you read through the agreement, you will see that it's actually a proposed agreement. It's being circulated amongst council for the tax ditch. But what we are proposing is that obviously they continue to maintain it from that side, but we would have a removable chain link fence so that if they ever did need to maintain the ditch from Bob's Marine property, the chain link fence can be removed so that that maintenance could occur. There was, as was indicated during Mr. Lang's comments, there is a DLDOT support facilities report, which indicated that there was no need for a traffic impact study. This is likely because Route 17 is classified by DLDOT as a major collector route, and Route 26 is classified as a major arterial route. Obviously, we would argue that this is what makes this an appropriate location for this rezoning, is the roads that it sits on. And if you look at tab 7 in your notebook, which is the color version of Sussex County's zoning map, parcel number 199, tax parcel 199, has been written in there, and you can see that this is commercial, surrounded by commercial property. If you turn to tab number 8, the commercial businesses that Mr. Littleton just described for you, each of their tax parcels and the businesses are identified there. And if you look down towards the bottom of the page, the proposed future site of the Home Depot along Roxana Road is also set forth. Further indication of why it's appropriate and consistent with the surrounding area are the letters of support, in addition to the ones that Mr. Lank mentioned. If you turn to tab 13, each of the property owners that are listed on the commercial properties that you saw set forth in tab 8 there's letters of support from each of them. Some of them are hard to recognize because they use artificial entities to describe their business, so you're not going to see their trade name. Like Creative Concepts may not have a letter, but that may be the letter that came from Tunnel and Razor. One of the letters was from 84 Lumber, and that is the Pierce Hardy Limited Partnership, which you may not recognize immediately as being 84 Lumber. That being said, the request for a change of zone is consistent with the uses of property that surround it. It is consistent with an investment level two area. It is consistent with, as we said before, the comprehensive plan. And the applicant would ask that its change of zone request be granted by the commission. Gentlemen, that is our presentation. We stand ready for any questions that the commission may have.
All right, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Hutt, for answering just about all my questions.
before I got a chance to ask them, but the issue of the...
What a good presentation does.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
You did a good job of characterizing this basically as an infill for if this change of zone is granted, as indicated by tab 8.
Correct. I think that's what tab 8 would show, is that it matches what the characteristics of the zoning for all the surrounding properties are.
And the tax ditch people will go ahead and ratify the court order change regarding the tax ditch easement if this is acted on favorably. Is that correct?
That we have not gotten a firm answer yet. It's my understanding that there was a meeting that occurred. I was not present at the meeting, but it was my understanding that at a meeting, this agreement was discussed verbally, favorably. This proposed agreement was submitted to the tax ditch manager, and I believe the manager submits it to, I think there's an attorney general who represents the tax ditch authorities across Delaware, and we have not heard back regarding the form of that, but it was orally treated favorably at the meeting.
Mm-hmm. That would also sort of come more into play, Mr. Smith, as you know, with the site plan down the road.
So there will be some trees that will be removed. The area, not getting too specific in the site plan, where the proposed boats will be stored, that'll be pervious, I guess. That'll be left with gravel.
I believe that the boat storage area is going to be either gravel or the crushed shell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take trees down and put gravel or crushed shell down there.
But you don't use asphalt?
No.
Or concrete?
The only asphalt we have is in the very front of our building. Anything in the back storage areas. A lot of place under the boats is just grass. We just use a gravel driveway to get to the boats.
Okay. All the questions I have.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Gordy?
I have no questions.
Mr. Johnson.
Counselor, is there any problem or issue with the 5-foot buffer area that's shown on the on this preliminary drawing that's on the south side of the property? It shows a 5-foot buffer area. I guess it's next to the proposed removable chain link fence.
Yeah, that's not a requirement. That's just something that they've proposed. Yeah.
I just didn't know if that was an issue.
No. If they were building a building, and then the setback on that side would become 20.
Yeah, right.
Okay, but a chain link fence doesn't generate a
chain
setback.
Link fence can go on the property line.
Okay. And just for clarification, the majority of the area where the boat slips or boat storage lots are is predominantly wooded now. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we're talking about clear cutting and...
Yeah. Yes.
And the removal of the poultry house, which I think is barely recognizable as a poultry house at this point.
What about a stormwater management ponds? Is there something that needs to be done to this property when you clear cut? You know, it looks like almost half of your property is currently wooded. It's going to be clear cut. What would that do to runoff and?
It would require them to go back to the conservation district to get approval. And they get involved when you do tree removal now.
Excuse me?
They get involved when you do tree removal also.
Right. That's what I thought, because the sedimentation control and the.
Yeah, one of the best sources of drainage is the trees. So once you clear them out, it impacts the drainage. So there have to be corrections. They may be required a stormwater management facility on, but maybe not just because of removing trees. You don't really know until they review it.
Okay. I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Mr. Burton?
Not wishing any ill will on Mr. Salvage's home, but is there planned access through his driveway from phase 2 to phase 1?
Obviously, the plan shows a proposed gate on that, for lack of a better term, the border between the two phases. In discussions with Mr. Littleton, at this present time, they don't intend to be accessing that. And I think that if they change or when they want to do something with the future phase 2, that will require them to come back before the commission for approval of their concept and plan. And I think at that time, that's when you would see some sort of access along there, because they have access from their existing property is what they intend to be using primarily.
And the storage for the boats is just for us. It's not an in-and-out storage for customers. We don't. It's not. You know. You can. It's not like a lot of these lots where you can just store your boat and come get it and take it out whenever you want to. It's basically just for winter storage for us. So that's why we don't. Didn't really matter to us having access by Doc Savage's place, because our storage lot is over there on the side anyway. So it's not like we're going to have customers going in and out of there. It's just for, you know, we take them in and out. So I don't need another access to get to it. That's what I'm saying.
And the other issue of the entrance on 17 would require the approval of DLDOT before we could even consider it. Mm-hmm. Anytime you change the use.
But wouldn't this be a change of use if the zone was changed?
If the zone's changed, but we won't know until they create a use for that front portion of the property. DLDOT's going to look at it because they're expanding now under current conditions, but they're also going to look at it in the future when they come up with phase two.
No further questions.
And Mr. Savage hopes that's no time soon.
Okay, Mr. Lank, any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions.
All right. I don't have any questions either, gentlemen, so if you'll be so kind as to take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1620, Bob's Marine Service Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1651? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. I'll invite you to stay with us and see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.